Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Friday, December 17th. Coming up on today's show, we talk about the Hail Mary pass that the town of Sackville is making as the province's local governance reform bill passes this week. We speak with Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud, as well as Dorchester Mayor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell, and we listen in to MLA Megan Mitten tackling the issue in the legislature. But first, some other local stories and information. Mount Allison University and its Faculty Association have both agreed to extend their current collective agreements by 2 years. The extended contracts cover full-time and part-time faculty and librarians at Mount A. The two collective agreements signed on Thursday will run until June 2024. The Faculty Association says 70% of its members participated in an online vote to extend the contract, with over 90% of those members voting in favor. In a news release, MAFA President Erin Stoiter says that she is very pleased with the level of participation in the vote, considering it took place late in the term during the pandemic. She touted progress on workload for faculty and librarians, referring to long-term assurance that those on sabbatical will be replaced in their absence from classrooms. University President Jean-Paul Boudreau thanked Stoiter and Provost Jeff Hennessy for reaching the agreement in a letter to students and staff on Thursday. He said the agreement highlights the collaborative spirit our campus community has demonstrated throughout the pandemic, while ensuring that we support the university's cherished academic mission. New Brunswick set another record in daily new cases on Thursday, with 177 new cases of COVID-19 reported by Public Health. 144 of the new cases are under investigation by Public Health, with 27 identified as coming from previous cases and 6 as travel-related. In Zone 1, there were 33 new cases, with 29 of unknown origin. The number of people in hospital remains fairly stable in the province, with 41 in hospital and 15 of those in an intensive care unit. For those watching the numbers in New Brunswick's pandemic experience, Thursday marked a milestone. The province passed 10,000 in total cumulative cases since the beginning of the pandemic. But by far the lion's share of those cases have happened in the last 4 months of the pandemic. Since August 17th, there have been just over 7,600 additional cases of COVID-19 reported in New Brunswick. In the previous 17 months, just over 2,500 cases were reported. The Sackville Farmers Market is on tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at its winter location on Lorne Street. It's the last market before Christmas next week. The market will take a one-week break for Christmas and then return the following week for a special New Year's Eve market on Friday, December 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Higgs government bill to reform local governance in New Brunswick will become law today. This week, both the town of Sackville and the village of Dorchester sent off last-minute letters of protest to local governance minister Danielle Alain. While the boundaries of the new municipalities to be created by the law are not included in the act, the regulations to define them are expected to follow soon. The province had given municipalities a deadline of Thursday to make suggestions for changes to the proposed amalgamations. Today we talk with Mayors Sean Michaud and Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell to talk about the reform and their objections to the process. After a last-minute and closed meeting of council on Wednesday afternoon, the town of Sackville had proposed their alternative for the Tantramar region. In a letter approved by council, Mayor Sean Michaud recommends leaving the current town of Sackville as is and suggests instead the amalgamation of the villages of Dorchester and Port Elgin, along with surrounding local service districts, to become a large municipality that would completely surround the town of Sackville and stretch from Dorchester Cape to Cape Tormentine. Here's my conversation on Thursday with Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud. Mayor Sean Michaud, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Erica.
So the town has sent in a letter today to Minister Danielle Alain, making an alternative suggestion for redrawing the boundaries as part of local governance reform in New Brunswick, or just for the Tantramar region, I should say. This proposal will leave the town of Sackville alone, but it suggests amalgamating the villages of Dorchester and Port Elgin with the remaining local service districts in the area, creating sort of a rather large region all around surrounding Sackville. I'm curious as to, what were there other options up for debate? What were the pros and cons shot around the council table? What were the considerations that went into that suggestion, I guess?
Well, it goes back to, and council referred back to the initial letter they had sent back in the summer, back in July, in regards to its position on reform and municipal reform and the suggestion in regards to a focus on similar to what Nova Scotia has with in Cumberland County, you have a Cumberland County and Council, and then you have Amherst. So a very similar type of setup. So as Council and staff looked at this, they were looking at that type of information, you know, kind of going back to where Council's position had been before, and thought that this, based on that and what had been submitted, and also based on the criteria that had been set out within the white paper and referencing back to the Finn report, that this may be an option.
Mm-hmm. There had been, some mention made previously about the idea of potentially incorporating parts of the Sackville local service district into the town.
Mm-hmm.
Was that up for discussion?
Well, as it's noted in the letter to the minister, it definitely notes that that the town isn't opposed to collaboration at all and expanding the boundaries where it makes fiscal sense, right? So that was the main kind of thing that was being talked about, like what makes sense, what are the natural boundaries, what would be considered as such. And that doesn't mean, this is something that council kind of looked at and said, we're going to put this out here as a potential option. Maybe hopefully have some discussion. And as I've mentioned before, a big part of this needs to be that collaboration and some understanding and, hopefully maybe some compromise in regards to where we move.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the mayor of Dorchester has said that the village there would be opposed to sort of being amalgamated in such a large region. Is there any concern that in Sackville making this suggestion that our boundaries get left as is and everyone else sort of gets thrown under the amalgamation bus? Is there any concern that we're sort of ignoring the sort of general health of the area or the needs of the wider region and just focusing on, avoiding the pains of amalgamation for the town?
Well, the way council approached this was looking at what they felt was the best interest of the town, the folks who had elected them to those positions, and focusing on that. We all agree. I mean, the mayors have talked about where can we collaborate, what things can we work together on, can we be stronger as a region in certain areas, and I believe there's opportunity there. But ultimately, what council was doing here, is looking at the fact that, listen, we have to look out for the best interest of Sackville as we approach this and ensure that that kind of takes the forefront. But let's not forget that if we had been having these type of discussions all along, and the biggest concern that council is still resonating is forced amalgamation. Had there been that opportunity to say, listen, this is the province coming back saying, listen, this is what we're thinking. Is that something that you as a region can, as groups can work towards? Then give us that opportunity to sit down and talk about it amongst the areas that are being asked to be amalgamated and seeing if it's something that we can do and where can we share those type of things. But that didn't happen here, and I think that's some of the biggest concern is the fact that there's still lots of unanswered questions, And you know, the timeline again is very, you know, very advanced. And so how do we ensure that we continue to look after the best interest of Sackville? You know, this is what the council was elected to do. That doesn't leave out the fact that, you know, we have to continue to forge ahead with relationships with all the outlying areas, and that's been something that I think has been very important and we've making a lot of headway on. When I look to the fact that all four mayors, you know, and Chief Knockwood would have been there as well, but she had other commitments to, you know, to come to that hospital rally, that says a lot, and the fact of how important we need to, on important things, how we need to work together. So,
I wanted to ask you about the timeline of this. There was about 4 weeks between the announcement of the release of the white paper, which redrew the maps for so many municipalities in New Brunswick, mm-hmm. and to, you know, the December 16th, which was the deadline for any municipalities to give feedback. Were you aware of this December 16th, of this 4 week timeline for submitting feedback?
Not right from the get go. No, we weren't aware.
No.
You know, there was some indication that, you know, there might be room for tweaking. But not in regards to like a drop dead. We need to have something back. So council took once information became, you know, we became more aware of information, staff became more aware of that information, then, you know, the first response was, you know, the letter that was issued back back December 6th, and issuing that letter in regards to the kind of particular areas that had some specific questions, concerns around. And then moving it forward, there had been some indication within the media that the minister had indicated, I think it was through CBC, that, you know, there's opportunity to provide any proposals back to them by, I think it was December 17th. So that's when council, you know, after discussing this at our council meeting Monday, said, listen, you know, I think we should make sure that our voice is heard again, and provide a opportunity with a potential proposal.
Right. So as of December 6th, when the town approved the first letter of response to Minister Alain, you weren't aware of a deadline for feedback at that point?
Yeah, it was in regards to, there was no specific as to what they meant by feedback.
I mean,
you know, they said there was opportunity to provide your questions and concerns, but there was, again, through this report that was picked up on, the fact that there was some information there that indicated that, well, maybe we do have an opportunity here to put a different type of proposal in front of the minister,
mm-hmm.
and so that's what council decided to do.
Now, the discussion at the meeting on Monday, December 13th, was that this was very rushed and it was a bit of a Hail Mary pass, and you decided to go ahead anyway and just sort of pull something together, whatever you could. Do you think, I mean, would you have preferred to have a more sort of reasonable, or let's say just say longer timeline in order to respond with alternatives or get into a discussion about this? I mean, how would you like to see this process work differently?
Yeah. Well, from what, you know, council has been saying all along, what we would have preferred is the opportunity to see what the province had been suggesting or was suggesting, and the opportunity to talk to elected officials in the other areas that were being affected, or in the local service districts, and those any representatives from there, to say, is this something that we can make work, and how would we make that work? And I think that's what it comes down to here, is the fact that that option wasn't there. So, you know, hopefully as we progress, they'll look at some of this information that has been provided in regards to the first letter that was sent, in regards to the second letter, and say, okay, so is there some takeaways here? Is there some way that can be looked at it differently? And then once they get into the transition component, then that's where really the heavy lifting is going to start. And we will have to definitely ensure as a municipality that we're at the table and making sure that any concerns that we have going forward are looked at and dealt with as they come up.
Before I let you go, Mayor Michaud, what, realistically, be as honest as you can, what are your hopes that this feedback or that this alternative suggestion will be considered seriously by the province, by this Department of Local Government, Governance and Reform?
Well, before the announcement of forced amalgamation kind of came down the line, I was hopeful of the fact that everybody that was involved in the process, and there was lots of municipalities that were involved, were being heard, and that what were being brought forward was being taken into consideration. You know, at this point in time, I wouldn't want to hazard a guess. I'm hopeful that they will take some components away from what we've the council has put in out to say, listen, here's where the concerns are, and that they'll say, okay, so let's address some of these. You know, I'll keep my fingers crossed here that we will have that open line of communication to move things forward in the best interest of our community, but also keeping in mind that it's not just Sackville that's being affected here.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Mayor Michaud.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
That was Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud. Over in Dorchester, the Village Council met on Tuesday to approve a letter outlining their concerns about the proposed amalgamation. Here's my conversation on Thursday with Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell.
Mayor Wiggins-Caldwell, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Erica.
So Dorchester Council met on Tuesday to discuss, I guess, the impending municipal reform that we're looking at. What was the talk, like, what was up for discussion on Tuesday?
Well, we drafted a letter up, and it was sent out yesterday to the minister, iterating our concerns on what this is going to mean to our village of Dorchester, and it was a hard one, Erica. You know, because we want to stay, you know, good partners with Sackville. But and I'm sure Sackville feels the same way. You know, we've been doing fine in our own little entity. You know, we our finances are good, Erica. You know, we'd like to stay the same. I know there has to be some things that has to be amalgamated, but this forced amalgamation was just a hard pill to swallow, Erica.
Right.
And it was kind of did in a false presentation too. You know, saying that, you know, there was going to be no forced amalgamation. We're going to listen to what what the communities, villages, towns have to say. That we weren't represented, you know, in a fair manner is what I can say. You know, the forced amalgamation is something none of us wanted, and we were assured that it wouldn't be. It would be more like at a regional amalgamation, but that didn't help.
Right.
That didn't happen. So, yeah.
Did Dorchester Council put forward an alternative proposal for?
Yes. Well, while we put everything that we had down on, you know, how it's going to affect our local identity, our finances, our staffing, our fire department, our First Nations, which wasn't, they weren't in on any of this, you know, First Nations wasn't consulted with any of the local governance reform, you know, on First Folly for sure, because Rebecca Knockwood and myself, we stay in close contact and have a great relationship. So, you know, not fair all the way around, Erica.
Right, yeah. Would you like to see, I mean, did the council have an idea of would they like to see Dorchester stay as it is with the limits
well,
that you have?
We would welcome the local LSDs, Erica. You know, a big problem with that is, you know, how to keep our, maintain our roads, and we don't have the money to do that. But they assured us that the provincial government would keep looking after the LSDs. So that would mean they could come on board and have a seat on the council, you know, to be represented fairly, which now they don't have that alternative. You know, they're kind of sitting all alone. So I would love to see that happen.
So you're open to the idea of expanding the boundaries, the village's boundaries?
Oh, yes, yes, to include our LSD, certainly, most certainly.
Okay. And that would be the Dorchester LSD?
Yes, yes. Dorchester, that would take down, you know, to the Johnson's Mills and Middleton and Upper Dorchester and that area, Erica.
Right, okay. And yeah. So that suggestion was in that letter. Do you... Do you have high hopes for the government to take heed of that feedback? What are you expecting?
No, I don't. But at least it's out there. You know, they've got to know the displeasure, and it's not only us. I've talked to Minto and Chipman, and they're in the same boat. I've talked to Alma, Riverside Albert. I talked to Jim Campbell, you know, on things, and they're in the same boat. Like, they thought, you know, the three small, but then when you put in Lower Coverdale, so we're not the only ones. It's all over. You know, we all have an issue with this coming through so fast and very aggressively.
Right. All right. Well, Mayor Wiggins Caldwell, I appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this.
Not a problem. I'm very pleased to be able to share it, and you know, it lets the community know, you know, a lot sitting back, you know, a lot goes behind. We've been in lots of meetings with Sackville, and the four mayors are, we've been meeting on different occasions, and so we're all in this together.
All right. Thanks very much,
yeah.
Mayor.
Yeah. You're very welcome, Erica. You have a nice day.
That was Mayor Debbie Wiggins Caldwell of Dorchester. The Village Council has not formally considered Sackville's larger amalgamation proposal, but it's unlikely the idea would pass muster with the Village Council, considering it would see Dorchester amalgamated with Port Elgin, a village about 50 kilometers away, into a new entity twice the size of the one originally proposed by the province. The province's white paper outlining the radical restructuring of the municipal map in New Brunswick was released on November 18th, just 4 weeks ago. The bill passed this week does not include the boundary mapping of the new entities, but rather outlines the province's power to create them. And yet Thursday was chosen as the deadline for municipalities to share feedback on the proposals. In addition to limiting the time period for feedback from municipalities, the province also limited the time for debate about the radical reforms in the legislature to ensure the bill could pass before the legislature breaks for the holidays. Here's Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten drawing attention to the rushed process in the legislature on Thursday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The people of Sackville and Dorchester, including myself, were blindsided by the proposed forced amalgamation of these two municipalities with multiple local service districts. After a lengthy consultation, which did not appear to have forced amalgamation on the table, it seems the minister has decided not to consult anymore, and government has decided to rush through this reform, limit debate, and ignore concerns by forging ahead with this process. The councils of Dorchester and Sackville have clearly stated they're opposed to the proposed amalgamation, and I support them. If this municipal reform is about improving our democracy, then the minister must listen to our elected municipal officials, hit the brakes, and listen to what our communities want, not dilute our representation. I call on the Minister of Local Government and Local Governance Reform to stop this amalgamation process for so-called Entity 40 so he can listen to Sackville and Dorchester and surrounding areas instead of ignoring my community's opposition to and concerns about the government's plans.
That was Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten speaking in the New Brunswick Legislature. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Friday, December 17th. As always, we hope you will get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.